of the elders of Israel, verse 10. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sulfur stone. And it was like a very heaven in its clarity. Verse 11. But on the noble of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. This morning, we cry up to the Mount of Moab. We experience God will prepare. God will provide. Because Abraham gave the best to God. So that should be our goal of our spiritual pursuit. Give your best to God. Then we don't have to worry our life. God will take care. God will provide. Now, we follow Moses, climb up to the mountain. And so what did Moses do? Moses and 70 elders, they saw God. And they eat and drink. Sometimes we think spiritual person should abstain from eating and drinking, should not enjoy the worldly pleasure. However, according to the Bible, in the book of Acts, talk about God give a food to eat, to be married, to be happy. It's a blessing of God. And also, marriage is the blessing of God, right? So, if we have good family life and we have good job, we have good income, we can enjoy our life. That will be wonderful. So, the Moses and 70 elders, they eat and drink on top of the mountain. God asked them to climb up the mountain to eat and drink. However, before they eat and drink, what did they do? They saw God. They saw God first, and they eat and drink second. So what does that mean? Saw God means spiritual fulfillment, spiritual satisfaction. First, and then the physical satisfaction second. So some of the church members, they try to enjoy the blessing of God. But while they enjoy the blessing of God, they already lose the focus of the life. So no wonder the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned second coming will repeat the days of Noah. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Chapter 24, 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, 39, and did not know until the flood came and took them away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So the second coming of Jesus will repeat the day of Noah. So what's wrong with Noah's generation eating and drinking? The wrong is their primary focus is on eating and drinking. Their primary focus is not on the coming of the flood, preparation of the coming of the flood. It's not focused on seeking God's kingdom and righteousness. So if we are able to seek the kingdom and his righteousness first, and then we enjoy our life second, that would be fine. However, if we enjoy our life to a point, we will forget about the focus of God's kingdom and his righteousness. It would be better for us to live a more simple life because the life is too complicated. it's difficult for us to focus our mind. So simple life or easier, focus our spiritual pursuit. So we were able to see God every day, see the glory of God, experience the blessing of God, and rejoicing in our heart. So in our spiritual pursuit, let's focus on God himself and then enjoy God's blessing. Do not let the God's blessing blur our focus of life, which is God himself. If we always focus God and his kingdom and righteousness, and we are the person worthy of God's blessing, we deserve God's blessing. If we enjoy God's blessing and forget about God, then we are not worthy to receive blessing, because the blessing of God will cause our spiritual downfall. So let us focus on God himself first and enjoy his blessing second.